proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. Throughout the Bible, God showed himself to be a personal deity. He networked with people, and in the process revealed himself to them. Over the course of this Bible study, we will look at God's interactions with different individuals. Today, we consider the man known as Job. The book of Job might be one of the oldest books of the Bible. It described events which seem to have occurred before God gave the Mosaic Law, perhaps even before the era of Hebrew patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The initial verse of the first chapter of Job revealed two salient facts about its protagonist. We learn that Job feared God and avoided evil. In this session, we will focus on that first point. What did it mean when Job feared God? Yare, the Hebrew noun rendered as fear, can possess different connotations. The word could allude to the emotion experienced by someone who apprehended impending danger. However, yare could also denote reverential awe of one entity for another. Yare was often used to describe fear of the Lord in the sense of reverential awe. The author of Psalm 119 described the fear of the Lord as clean and enduring forever. The fear of the Lord not only constitutes the beginning of wisdom, according to Psalm 111, but it's the beginning of knowledge as well, according to the first chapter of Proverbs. The fear of God produced a mindset that could enable a person to overcome adversity. According to the 15th chapter of Proverbs, quote, "Better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith," unquote. The next verse of Proverbs stated that, quote, "Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a stalled ox and hatred therewith," unquote. A person who feared God could enjoy life more fully than a well-to-do person who lacked that virtue. In Proverbs 19, Solomon wrote that, quote, "The fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil," unquote. Job's fear of God sustained him during his trials. For one thing, it kept him from going astray and speaking evil about God. Two examples of Job's fear of God occur within the first two chapters of the book. After God removed Job's children and took away his wealth from him, we read that Job, quote, "fell down on the ground and worshipped," unquote. Job continued to worship God despite the adversities that befell him. He said, quote, "The Lord gave and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord," unquote. The writer of the book of Job observed that, quote, "In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly," unquote. Rather than cursing God and dying, as Job's wife advised him to do, he maintained his integrity. Indeed, he rebuked his wife for her statement, saying, quote, "Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil?" unquote. The author of Job then commented that, quote, "In all this did not Job sin with his lips," unquote. Unlike Job's three companions, Bildad, Eliphaz, and his other companion, Job spoke the thing that is right about God. He refrained from criticizing God's justice in sending him seemingly undeserved afflictions. Then, when God spoke to Job in the final chapters of the book, Job humbly submitted to him. It was the fear of God that kept Job from rebelling against him, and the fear of God that kept Job from abandoning God. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.